Just like every Thursday, we have Becky Barnhart on the line. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Really pretty morning. I've been up and about this morning, and I even went out to the shelter this morning and walked around and looked at the different animals, and it's pretty pleasant. So I know it's supposed to warm up later, but get out this morning and walk your friend is what I'm thinking might be good ideas for people. So
absolutely. What is going on at the shelter?
Well, okay. I don't have any adoptions to talk about this week. That's just the way it kind of is. It's the time of year, too. We've talked about August being a busy month for people, getting kids in school and maybe getting those last-minute vacations in, fair and rodeo. So, therefore, we don't usually ever have a busy, busy August. But no adoptions. I know I was out there, and Danny was out there this morning, and taking a couple of dogs in that have been adopted, and then we just have to wait for the appointment to occur so they can be spayed or neutered. So he was taking care of that this morning. And I had a good look at Heidi. And if you guys remember, Heidi is our little gal that came in, and it was necessary to amputate one of her legs. She is doing it, and it's a back hind leg. I wasn't even really sure which leg it is, but she is doing fantastic. She was running all around her pen, so it hadn't stopped her any. She's beautiful. She is a light tan and white color. Her hair's a little bit longer. She kind of looks like a husky, but yet she doesn't because she's so small and medium size. But gosh, she's a gorgeous girl. So if someone is interested in her, don't let the fact that she's a three-legged little gal running around think that that's going to hinder her at all, because it is not. She's young. She's only about 6 months old. So this is just all she knows. So it's not been a difficult transition for her to go and run around the way she is. So check out Heidi. And the animals I'm going to speak about today, I looked before I came on the radio, and if you go to the city's Facebook page, and that is Coffeyville Animal Shelter, I noticed that she's, and I believe it's Emily working now today. Emily has put on some new pictures and of the dogs that I kind of talk about, so you can really get a really good picture of them. So I was going to mention that. We've got kittens, and I think I've neglected the kittens lately, so I need to spend some time talking about kittens. There's five males out there. One of them has been there since April. He's a beautiful yellow, very friendly, really friendly, friendly boy. And the rest of them are younger than that, and I don't believe they're all from the same litter, but they seem to be all about the same age. There are two tigers. This one named Blue is very, very friendly. He was crawling all over Emily, and he was on her back, and she said he's just a love. He's just really, really affectionate. The other one that kind of was unusual to me is that we've got a bobtail. It's a yellow kitten, and when I say bobtail, I guess I should say no tail, because there wasn't anything there, and kind of has the spiked ears. She's like, maybe he's got some minks in him, you know, who knows, but that's also a very, very pretty kitten and kind of a lighter color and yellow. And then there was one more tiger stripe, and then the rest were yellow. But they're all males. They're all very healthy looking, and they're up to date on their shots. And, of course, all they would need to be is be neutered. But if you're in interested in a kitten, and I believe Emily said yesterday she had a couple of ladies that were interested in kittens, and they got the all clear yesterday from the veterinarian saying that they're healthy and ready to go. So looking for a kitten, we can fix you up. What else? I was going to speak about the spay and neuter clinic this morning, and I sent a couple of messages out to the city manager and haven't got back. He hasn't got back to me yet. I know he's got lots on his plate. But as soon as I have some updates, I certainly want to share with everyone. And as you recall, Coffeyville Friends of Animals and the City of Coffeyville partnered together and came up with the funds that we were able to sponsor. And I believe it's between 70 and 80 was the last number I knew of either spay or neuters that were being done. Free to the person, and it was going to include their vaccinations and their rabies and be licensed. So they had to live in the city of Coffeyville, because that was another good way of getting all of our dogs up to date on their vaccines and being licensed. But it was a very, very successful turnout. I think they said they had over 200 applications, but they had to cut it off with, you know, to match the funds that were available. So as soon as I have an update on that, I will certainly share that with everyone, because that's wonderful news for the city of Coffeyville to have that many animals spayed and neutered. Then I was going to speak about the five little black puppies we've got running around out there. They are probably 4 or 5 months old. I think two females and three males. I might have it reversed. They're a black lab mix. They're probably about 5 months old. They're just active as they can be, good little guys. They just need some training, and a good permanent home. So if you're looking for a young pup that's really, they're nice looking, again, go to Facebook, because she had them featured and she was holding some of them. One of them was rolled over on his back and she was rubbing his belly. So it shows you that they are affectionate and ready to be adopted. So we also have those kittens. And then the other names that I'm going to talk about, good dogs. Just haven't found the right person. Maybe you've been too busy, but come out and check out. We've got Brownie, and she's on there, light color. I almost said a reddish tan in color, and she's got a white chest. She's a very nice dog. She's very, very pretty. I've spoken several times about Todd and Copper, but again, good dogs. They're about 3 years old. They're smaller. They're brothers. I think Danny called them pocket pits, but they've got you. They have big ears. They kind of remind me of donkeys in a way. They get these big ears looking at you, and they're white, and then one's kind of got gray spots, and the other one has black spots. But they're two good boys, and they would make someone a nice pet. They do not have to be adopted together. They just happen to come in together, and they're from the same litter. Who else was I going to speak about? That may have... Mickey. And Mickey is also another great dog out there. And again, pictured on Facebook. He's a Calahoon. Calahoula mix, and he is brown in color with some white on his face, and he's also a very nice dog. The ladies working out there, I think one's on vacation right now, but Emily's out there right now. If you want some information about any of these dogs, I would suggest you go out and visit with either one of them, and they can give you some update. If Danny's hanging around, talk to Danny. He can also give you some update on these animals. I did find out that their phone is not working, and we know this has been an issue on and off since that shelter was built. The internet goes down, therefore the phone goes down. So I have had comments that people are saying they're not answering their phone. Now we know why. And when I was speaking to Emily this morning, she said if you want to contact the shelter, if you would just go through their Facebook page, they can respond to you that way. And the city is working on the phone issue, trying to get that figured out. So they are there. The staff is there Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4 daily. And since the phone system's not working, and if you're able, just go out and visit with them one-on-one. If you've got donations you want to take out, you've got questions about a dog, just go out to the shelter itself. But right now, Facebook is probably the best way to contact them if you don't go to the shelter. And, of course, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we've always got our Facebook page going also. And I know Danny watches that pretty close, so you can also direct calls to that contact through our Facebook page also. Some of our wants and our needs, since we do have so many puppies, I would ask for puppy chow, and with the kittens, some kitten chow and kitten litter. I noticed they had quite a few dog toys. It looked like they've been coming in, but the kittens didn't seem to have any. So maybe we need some kitten toys to keep them happy. Cleaning supplies, always very welcome. The bleach, the Dawn, the dryer sheets, all of that is always very welcomed. We have a new bathing tub.
I think we lost Becky there. We'll try to get her back here in just a moment here. So we'll see about... Let me see if I can't get her on here once again. So apologies on that. Let me try and see about getting her on here. So just one moment. We'll just do it this way. All right. Do-do-do. We got disconnected, it does believe. Do-do-do-do. Okay, let's try that. See if she picks up here.
Well, I think I've been talking to myself.
I think you just got disconnected there, so we didn't miss too much. So, yay. You were just near the tail end there. So.
Oh my God! You know how silly you. Because I asked you a question, and I go, James.
So we didn't miss. So what was the question you asked me?
Well, the road that used to go out to the shelter used to be a paved road, and I would brag about, oh, it's a paved road to the shelter. Well, they've had some. I don't know what's happened to the road, but it's not. One half is kind of paved, and the other one is not. So I can't brag about the pretty nice road we've got going out to the shelter anymore. But that's what I was going to ask you, if you've been on that road lately. So.
I have not. No, I've been near there, but yeah, I have not been able to check it out.
Well, you need to go out there. That's also the lowest place in Kansas.
That's right. I know.
So we could get people to come out and check that out, and then come on into the shelter and see what we've got going on.
That's right.
Anyway, well, I was really winding down. You're right. That was pretty much what I wanted to share. But hopefully next week we'll have some great adoptions. But if not, that's fine, too. Just remember the shelters there and visit us on Facebook. Come out and walk a dog or pet a kitten. Just, you know, get some good mental health going in your life, because those animals are just very, very happy to see anyone that wants to come in and give them a pat on the head.
Absolutely. So we hope folks can get out there and take part in the shelter, maybe even volunteer if you have some extra time to do that. And you don't even have to be a volunteer to go out and help those dogs out and cats. I hope folks can stop by and check it out. Becky, always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. And you're right. Volunteers are, I was thinking about that this morning. They're kind of, they're hard to come by, but they are so greatly appreciated when they do volunteer. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone, for always supporting us. We've got great community support for our shelter. We are very proud of it.
Absolutely. Well, Becky, we appreciate it as always, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Becky Barnhart here with Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We look forward to catching up with Becky each and every Thursday here at this time. Straight ahead, we'll get into your calls as Open Line returns here in just a moment, right after this check of some ag news brought to you by Elmhaven Healthcare Facility.